Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we sift through, stacks of information, pull out the really important bits, and give you a shortcut to being genuinely well-informed. Today, we're plunging into something that can definitely make logistics leaders nervous. Labor strikes and those warehouse staffing shortages that often follow. We've got some really fascinating insights here looking at material on temp agencies and warehouse workers. Our goal today, to unpack how these temporary staffing agencies are maybe more than just a quick fix. Like, maybe they're actually a strategic lifeline. We'll look at how they help keep operations running, protect revenue, and maybe even turn disruption into something like an opportunity.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is how something that seems purely reactive, hiring temps, actually becomes this crucial proactive strategy for business continuity.
Yeah.
We'll explore not just the what they do, but really the why it matters for keeping those vital supply chains moving when a unionized workforce walks out.
Okay. Let's get into it then. The source material really highlights that strikes can become operational crises, like, fast. What are the immediate sort of gut-wrenching risks businesses face when their union workforce just isn't there?
Well, it's way more than just an inconvenience.
Yeah.
Right away, your supply chain is at risk. Orders aren't getting filled. Delivery windows get missed. And customer contracts, suddenly very shaky. For warehouse managers, keeping things going isn't just nice to have, it's absolutely mission critical. Plus, you've got all these new legal, financial, and reputational risks popping up. It can be crippling.
Right, crippling. So if operations are that critical, how do temp agencies actually step up? How do they become this strategic lifeline? And Mensen's rapidly deploying trained people. How does that work so fast?
Well, they're essentially tapping into an existing talent pipeline. Agencies that specialize in warehouse roles, they maintain this roster. It's full of vetted, compliant workers. So instead of the company scrambling, they plug right into staff who are already, pre-screened. They've got the skills, the safety certs, the flexibility. Speed and scale are key.
Mm-hmm.
And the good agencies, the ones with national reach but local teams, they can handle multiple sites at once.
Okay, here's something that really jumped out at me. The source says temp jobs during a strike are different, like really different from just hiring extra hands for the holidays. What makes strike staffing so unique?
That's a really crucial point.
Yeah.
During a strike, the stakes are just way higher. This replacement workforce, they need to be fully up on safety procedures. They need to be okay working in what can be a pretty high-pressure situation, maybe prepared for longer shifts, odd schedules, and they have to be vetted for reliability. You can't afford high turnover in the middle of a strike. Plus, the agency manages a lot more than just finding people. Think secure transport, liaising with security, maintaining confidentiality. It's a whole different level.
It sounds incredibly complex and, risky. Legal risks, financial ones, reputation. How do these agencies actually shield businesses from those pitfalls?
They act as a buffer, really. A good agency handles comprehensive risk mitigation. They do the thorough background checks, the drug testing. They provide the training, safety, operational policies, even strike-specific stuff. And importantly, they handle payroll, benefits, make sure everything's compliant with employment law. They carry the insurance. It lets the warehouse managers just focus on keeping things running. The HR complexity, that gets shifted to the staffing partner.
Okay, shifting that burden makes sense. Now, you mentioned speed earlier. The source calls it a competitive advantage. Just how fast are we talking? Like, when a strike hits, how quickly can they deploy? And what roles do they focus on first?
The top agencies. They can often get replacement workers on site within, believe it or not, 24 to 48 hours. And they immediately prioritize those critical skill roles. Forklift operators are huge. Shipping clerks, people who handle inventory. They also maintain rotating rosters, for longer disputes. That speed comes from investing and recruiting all year round. As for skills, they do these quick operational assessments to figure out, okay, what's essential right now? Usually it's receiving, picking and packing, forklift driving, inventory and shipping, keeping the core flow going.
Right, keep the core flowing. Now, most strikes don't last forever, but the disruption can linger. How do temp agencies help bridge back to normal operations? And is there value in maintaining a long-term relationship even after the crisis?
Yeah, it's definitely a bridge. The agency works closely with the client during the strike, tracking productivity, replacing anyone who isn't working out, adjusting numbers as needed, and they help plan for the transition when the regular workers come back. But looking bigger picture, having an ongoing partnership means the agency already knows your facility, your processes. So if another emergency hits, not just a strike, maybe a sudden demand spike deployment is even faster. Plus, you get access to their best candidates, the ones they recruit continuously.
Okay, let's talk cost. Because obviously, bringing in temporary workers, especially specialized ones, isn't free. But the material argues that shutting down operations entirely is actually way more expensive. How does that math work out?
That's the core question, isn't it? True cost. The direct costs of stopping are pretty clear. Fines for missed deliveries, lost sales, maybe spoiled goods. But the indirect costs, those can be even worse long-term. Damage to customer relationships, your brand's reputation taking a hit, losing market share, buyers losing confidence. It adds up. There was an example cited at a distribution hub where a staffing partner got over 60 workers in, kept operations at like 85% throughput, and that company avoided millions in penalties during a three-week strike. So yeah, that upfront staffing cost often pales in comparison to the cost of doing nothing.
Millions saved. Okay. That puts it in perspective. Beyond the operational and financial stuff, though, there's the human side. Communication, safety, keeping morale up for any permanent staff still working. How do agencies help manage those elements? It sounds tricky.
It is tricky, and communication is absolutely key. Best practices involve things like daily briefings, having specific supervisors who connect management with the temps, regular check-ins, clear signs, things like that. Safety, well, that's just non-negotiable. Site-specific training, the right PPE, checking operator certifications, following OSHA to the letter. And for morale, open communication with the permanent staff is vital. Recognizing everyone's contributions, both the temps and the regulars. Agencies can help integrate the temporary staff smoothly, avoiding friction.
So really, this boils down to being proactive, doesn't it? The idea of a strike-ready staffing strategy. What does that actually involve for a business? How do you build that resilience?
It's absolutely about planning ahead. It means, well, identifying your most critical roles before anything happens. Building relationships with experienced agencies before you desperately need them. Maybe even pre-vetting some workers. Coordinating logistics like security, transport way in advance. And, you know, thinking beyond strikes, this proactive approach just makes you more agile overall. You can use temps to try out potential hires, manage seasonal peaks smoothly, cover skill gaps from turnover. It's about building a more flexible workforce strategy, period.
Okay, so wrapping this up, we've really dived into how these temp agencies can be much more than a temporary fix during labor issues. They're partners. From getting skilled people in fast to handling risks, managing logistics, they really do provide that bridge to keep things going. Preparedness seems absolutely essential.
Absolutely. A strike is always going to be tough, no doubt.
Yeah.
But as we've discussed, with the right partner, the right strategy, it doesn't have to mean a complete shutdown. That level of preparedness, it's not just defensive, can actually be a way to show your company's resilience, its strength, even in a crisis.
So here's something to think about. If being able to pivot your workforce quickly is key for surviving a strike, what other kinds of unexpected disruptions, and there are plenty these days, could you handle better with a similar proactive partnership approach to your staffing? Something to mull over.